Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It's Monday, time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here. And I got to tell you, it's been a great weekend. But, you know, as I'm seeing here with our Making 8 maniacs here in our chat room, it's like, you know, no PBR this weekend. Oof, man, it's going to be a struggle. What are we going to do? I will tell you that as we're getting ready to lead into the break for the PBR, that once things get worked out, hopefully Making 8 will be out there on the road doing some video broadcasts so y'all can come over and tune in and watch some rodeo, watch some bull ride in action, and hang out with the Making 8 fans. But, yeah, this weekend I think we're a little bit just not quite ready to be out doing a broadcast yet this weekend, but next weekend we'll be in Oklahoma. So, you know, you got to make sure to try to tune into that as much as you can. It's going to be a wild time. And, yeah, we'll have a lot of fun for sure. So, wow, it looks like Miss Kat Johnson finally joining us here in the house. Yeah, it sounds like we're going to have to sit back and read us a little bit of some bull riding Kat Johnson books. But anyhow, that's kind of where we're at right now. We, yeah, it looks like I am the only guy in the house here this afternoon in the chat room, and I'm kind of surprised by that. But, hey, it is what it is, and we're glad to have you Making 8 Maniacs here on board with us right here. We're going to talk a little bit about this past weekend. Obviously, we talked a little bit about it last night on our Back on the Ranch show. Had a great time, and hopefully you guys really enjoyed the pay-per-view event. I know most of you guys were able to watch it, and we were glad for that. Like I said, you know, even where, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. And that's what we made happen for us. I mean, we don't have, like I said, we did not have the option to even purchase it here at our house back on the ranch. But Mrs. Making 8 and I did find a way to get out there and go watch it with some friends, sit back and watch it on a 50-inch TV, and had a great time. Got to see Miss Shannon Taylor, who is not here in the chat room with us today, and understandably so. I saw her last tweet earlier this morning. I know she had a long flight back, so she's sleeping. We should call her, I think, and wake her up, though. And absolutely, Christy, that's a great comment there in the chat room, that the ones that didn't get to see it really did miss out on a great bull riding event. It was one of the best that I've seen this year so far. These guys were really hanging on. Love the new format. I mean, I really do. And hopefully we'll see more of that. Yeah, absolutely, Gabby. I agree with your comment there in the chat room as well, that absolutely would have loved to have seen a little bit more of Flint. Although it was pretty entertaining to sit back and watch him run across the screen there like he did. That to me was really funny. I think that it was very entertaining. Looks like we got Miss Sandy Graver in the house here, 2G Bucking Bulls. And, wow, I got to tell you that we're going to be out there. I'm actually leaving a week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow, we are taking off and hitting the road. Hopefully, going to be able to bring you our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, but also our video broadcast. We're going to be looking for our traveling partners, so hopefully you guys will be able to tune in with us, hang out, we'll have a good time. You know, and that's a great comment, too, that Kat Johnson is posting up in the chat room about Flint saying that he really doesn't mind not being on TV. he likes the fact that he's exclusive for the live visitors at the arena. And it really does. But when you're doing a pay-per-view event like this, I think that we should have the opportunity to see him a little bit more. It does help sell tickets, absolutely. But I think that in order to do that, we've got to catch a glimpse. Some of the fans that may not have seen these bull rides and may not understand, they think it's just about the bucking bulls, which in my case, I agree. I think that that is the bottom line, is what it comes down to, is watching some great bull riding. However, as most of you know, because we have all been to Built for Tough Series events, that, you know, we love to see Flint in between sections, you know, doing his acts, having a good time, entertaining the crowd. You know, I absolutely think that that is something that we should see. You know, he does help sell tickets, but in order for us to really get out there and purchase those tickets, or somebody who doesn't watch a lot of the Built for Tough Series, they got to see who it is that they're working with, or who they're coming out to actually help buy or help support and go see. So, you know, I don't know, Christy. That's a great comment. If they would ever broadcast on a sports channel each week, live for like $20 a month. I don't know. I'd have to look into that. I doubt they would go to a format like that where we could see the entire thing. You know, sponsors and everything like that would get pretty upset. And, you know, we would have to see some sort of commercial breaks promoting the sponsors for the events. You know, that's what's helping produce these big events and giving you the smoke and the fireworks. You know, bull riding is bull riding, and you're always going to see it. But as far as the production side of things and being able to see what we are able to see, and for the PBR to be able to fund their own crews and that type of thing, yeah, it's going to take being able to air it, you know, with a network like Versus, where they can promote the sponsors and things like that. Yeah, you know, that's something that we did get to see a lot more of, was the guys on horseback, kind of helping clear the arena, that type of deal, was a lot of fun, you know. Absolutely. I think that we should absolutely see more of it. I cannot wait to get out to another PBR event, you know. Was a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll be at the finals. Now, that does bring up, you know, my next concern is the fact that I would hate to see them go to a pay-per-view event for a four-day event like the finals. I think where there's a will, there's a way. That would be my only concern at this point. Pay-per-view, I think, was the overall success for this particular event, and I really think that we can look forward to seeing a lot more. At least once a year, you know, I would certainly pay once a year to watch a format like this, or the Iron Cowboy, to see it in Texas Stadium, you know, and to be able to watch it in its entirety. It's a lot of fun. And Gabby, that's a great comment there about the bulls, you know, and that was something that we got to see a lot more of, as well as, you know, not just the bulls, but the bullfighters, you know. I mean, we got to see a lot more of Jesse and Frank and Shorty out there in the arena. Now, you know, when we're on the Versus broadcast, we get to see a lot of Shorty out there as he talks to the cameras and gives his picks and that type of thing, which is great. I love it, you know. But we got to see a lot of them actually in action, doing their jobs, more than just, you know, what happens when the bull or when the cowboy bucks off. You know, we got to see what these guys actually do out there. So, absolutely. So, I'm trying to catch up here in the chat room and see what's going on. Gabby, I would love to see you guys come out to the finals. I think we're going to be there. I'm really holding hopes that things are going to work out and we're actually going to be there for the finals. So hopefully we'll get to see you guys there. That to me is going to be really, really cool. you know, is to be able to hang out with a bunch of you Making Eight Maniacs. And we're going to do some live video streaming from probably our hotel room, which will probably be the Excalibur, which is right around the corner from, you know, the Thomas and Mac, which is where they'll be holding the finals. So I got to tell you, I think y'all should all come down, hang out. Let's all go to the Excalibur and let's tear this place apart. Let's get down and have some fun like Shannon did this weekend out there in Vegas. So, yeah, just my recommendation. I would love to have it happen. So, anyhow, moving down into things, like I said, obviously Luke Snyder, the last Cowboy standing, very impressive to see him out there doing what, you know, what we know he can do. We've all had faith in him, and it just took him really getting step, you know, to step out and make something happen. And this, you know, this particular event he did. We saw, you know, Colby Yates do it at the Iron Cowboy, and sure enough, you know, it was another veteran that really came out and stepped in and made things happen out here. I just love it, you know. I love what these guys are doing, and, you know, you take a look at him, and even Sean Willingham, another guy that, I mean, came oh so close to bringing it to a fourth round. I would have loved to have seen Luke Snyder and Sean Willingham go head-to-head. Man, it, absolutely entertaining. Gabby, I see your comment there about Excalibur. Is it within walking distance? I will tell you it's a little bit of a hike from there, but I will tell you also that I believe they have a shuttle that picks up right there from the Excalibur and takes you straight down to the arena. Now, I, for one, would be driving down there, and as we did during the NFR, we were actually down at South Point picking up a bunch of bull riders and bullfighters and hauling them out. We were like their taxi service. Dropped them right off at the front door. So, you know, it definitely a possibility. You know, we'll make things happen. If you guys want to come out there for the finals and hang out with us, hey, let's go have some fun and make it happen. Just don't forget to get over to the Making Eight store and get your Making Eight Maniac gear. We want y'all in it when we're out there. You know, we got some cool things, and we want y'all to represent the Making Eight Maniacs out there. I will tell you that, you know, like I said, at the end of the season, we're giving away a Maniac belt buckle. What better way to present it than right there at the finals and have you guys coming out and hanging out with us? Just something more to offer from the Making Eight Maniacs, you know, or for the Making Eight Maniacs. So let's, you know, let's talk about it. We got a little bit of time to set up and start planning for it. Let's go make something happen. Which, you know, that's kind of my whole thought process behind this deal is instead of sitting back waiting for something to happen, sometimes you got to get out and actually make them happen. So, I see that Miss Sandy is saying that because they struggled that Rodney is no longer picking in the fantasy picks. Wow. Ouch. Yeah, that's not too good at all. Anyways, we got about 45 minutes left in our show, about 15 minutes into it. We're going to take our first break here, fans. Want to let y'all know, get over and check out catjohnson.net. I know that we've been really behind the eight ball. We haven't gotten the store up yet for her. They're on making8.com. I apologize, Miss Cat. Please don't be too mad at me. But since we haven't, I guess we'll go ahead and we'll throw the Cat Johnson commercial out here one more time. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show on a Monday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Cat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an eight-second ride, check out catjohnson.net.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Through the week somehow, I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it shows.
got to the job site at a quarter past nine. And somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Saturday and Sunday, but it's all over now and sure it's Monday. Oh,
cowboy, dressed like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there or be square.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com on a Monday afternoon, kicking off the work week. So, during our break here, I'm actually watching some of the comments coming in here in the chat room, and it definitely appears that, you know, one of the questions coming in was if Ryan would, if he would have been able to ride his bull if he had not been wired up with the mic and all. I don't think that was a factor at all. Watching Ryan's ride. Now, I was trying to watch this thing really closely. He was spending time there right before, that may have been a distraction. But once it came down to him getting on his bull, I really don't think that it was a factor at all. Just by watching it, watching his attention, watching his focus, and watching how he rode. He had a tough draw, and, you know, those guys get bucked off any given day. And I really think that that's what it came down to. I don't think that it was a factor. Like I said, it may have been a little bit of a distraction there beforehand as he was trying to communicate. And obviously you've seen he was having some issues hearing, Ty and Craig talking back up there in the booth. That may have been a distraction for him right there as he was getting ready. So, absolutely, Gabby. I see that she is already on the line checking out the prices there with Excalibur for the finals, and they are not bad at all. I will tell you it is absolutely the place to be. I know that they have taken care of us for the last 2 years in a row, so I cannot say enough about Excalibur. Obviously, we were in a pretty big bind when we first got there. Things were very hectic. If you guys saw our NFR broadcast while we were there for the entire NFR, so ready to go home. I was ready to go home, a couple hours after being there. That was a rough, rough story. And thank you to you, Making Eight Maniacs, for stepping up and helping us out while we were out there. You guys were the ones that made it possible for us to continue staying out there. If it wasn't for you guys, Kat Johnson, Shannon, and the rest of you Making Eight Maniacs, Christy, everybody that was helping support us while we were there, we would not have been able to be there. And you guys were the ones that made it possible. Gabby, we were in a tower room. We got upgraded because of our, you know, just by the goodness of their hearts and the type of people that they are. When we came in there, very tired, you know, we had that issue because we had our reservations booked at the Hard Rock. They fell through. Was a rough, rough deal. It was a deal because we booked through Expedia. And then it was a third-party thing, a huge mess. So finally when we got to the Excalibur, I was in tears. I was so upset about this thing, ready to try to hop a plane and just head back home. So for that, they actually upgraded us and put us on the 27th floor at the same rate that we got the other side. And it was huge. Those guys really took care of us. I will tell you that I don't think it really matters. The view that we would have overlooked the Luxor wasn't the greatest view in the world. But to be there, you know, I mean, shoot, how often are you actually in the hotel rooms anyways? Unless you're hanging out with Making 8, we were there quite a bit, actually, doing a lot of in-studio broadcasting. But I will tell you that with the view that we had overlooking, you know, New York, MGM, there on the 27th floor was beautiful. And, you know, it was all thanks to the Excalibur. I will tell you that they've gotten me set. I will certainly be back to them, and it doesn't matter if they put me on any side. I was just grateful to be there and grateful for the hospitality that they had, you know. And like I said, with it being centrally located, you've got the convention centers that are both north and south. You kind of go out the arena there, you know, or go out the door. You're right by the interstate. In-N-Out Burgers within visual distance. You could walk there, you know, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, absolutely. During that time, with as, you know, crazy as it is with the Cowboys coming in town, the Cowboys and Cowgirls rolling in town for the NFR, they really did do a fantastic job of taking care of us, and we will absolutely be back with them. They've even talked with us here. They're on Twitter. You can follow them and check out some of their rates. They do offer great rates for some shows and things like that. So, you know, it's one thing that, I got to recommend Excalibur just because of the fact that, you know, you take a ride out of the arena and head down just a little ways, and shoot, you're right there at Thomas and Mack. It's right there on that road. So, you know, I think for it being as centrally located, you've got the MGM, Tropicana, you've got the, you know, you've got the Luxor, which is right next door. Right next door to that would be Mandalay Bay. So you can go right over there and check out. They usually have convention centers and things like that. They have all kinds of shopping and whatnot right there at Mandalay Bay. So you can go right over there. New York is right across the street. So, yeah, absolutely, Kat. Thank you for posting that out there, that if you do follow them on Twitter, they'll send you special offers and things. So keep your eyes out. Get over there and follow. You can follow them. I think it's Excalibur Las Vegas or Excalibur Vegas, one of the two. We'll have to get one of our Making 8 link liaisons. And I see that Barbara is actually not with us here today, but I know that the rest of you guys could certainly fill in the slot. I'm sorry that Barbara's not there, but glad that she's back with us and we've been able to see her back on here. So anyways, that's kind of where we're at, you know, looking forward to gearing up for the finals. I think it's going to be a great time. I've even had mentioned that Cowboy Dave may be there for the PBR finals. I know that, like I said, we are looking to be there as well. It's going to be a great time. And we want to have as many meetup parties with you guys as we possibly can. And I think that that would be the case, you know, is that we would get in, we would go and watch some great bull riding action right there at Thomas and Mack for the PBR World Finals. And afterwards, you know, before the shows, we would spend our time hanging out with you, the Making 8 Maniacs. I just really think that that would be huge, and we would absolutely love to see that. Speaking of Vegas, we've got our lovely, famous Miss Vegas girl, Miss Shannon Taylor, actually joining us. It looks like she has woken up. I'm glad to see her back here on board. I know that she is tired, as we saw her last tweet earlier this morning. Know that she had a long flight coming in, but glad that she's here with us today. We were actually just talking about the excitement out there in Las Vegas, Miss Shannon, and know that you know, you really had a great time out there. So we're talking about Vegas being there at the World Finals and looking to have a lot of meetups with the Making 8 fans that we're going to get together with everybody. We're obviously going to book our reservations at Excalibur, you know, with the way they took care of us the last 2 years. I don't think there's any better place to go back. Prices are reasonable, very reasonable out there for the weekend, and I just think that we would have a lot of fun. It's centrally located, and that was the other reason why we were so glad to be there. And we're going to continue to go back to them as long as they're going to continue to help support the Bull Riders and the rodeo family as we, you know, as we head out that way. Like I said, I strongly recommend it. And hopefully, like I said, if we get everybody out there in that area, we'll get them all together. We'll meet up at New York. Maybe we'll all go ride the roller coaster together or something. You know, let's go have some fun. And I see that Miss Shannon says she's coming back. We want her to go get her convertible again so we can all ride around in the convertible and have a good time. Like I said, very envious that we did not make it for this trip. But I just don't think we could go any other way, you know. I actually think that we're going to be driving out there this time. So we're going to do a Life on the Road series heading into Vegas, which would be a lot of fun. We're going to start working on that. But like I said, that's what it's all about right there, fans. And getting together and meeting up with you Making 8 Maniacs is going to really make it what it is. We want everybody to be together. Heck, Mrs. Making 8 and myself will even bunk up with you. We'll split a room with you if you guys want. So if anybody is on that borderline and saying, oh, I just don't know if we're going to be able to have it in us, hey, we did it last time. You know, we'll do it again. We'll do it anytime. And we'll split rooms with you. And we'll go have a good time. I see that Miss Shannon says the convertible is already reserved. Excellent. That is outstanding. Where, by any chance, can you let on who you actually went through to get your rental car while you were out there? And while you're doing that, we will try to get our caller on the line here. Obviously, we missed a little bit of some cowboy logic yesterday. Miss Melanie stepped in and gave us some cowboy logic, as she has again today. So we're going to get to that here in just a little bit. But let's bring on the man of the hour, Mr. Cody Burleson here, our CBR cowboy logic guy. What do you say, Cody?
No, it's Monday.
I know it, man. We're trying to get back in gear. You know, do you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. How about yourself?
Oh, it was fantastic, man. Got to watch some great bull riding. Tell you what, that whole format of Last Cowboy Standing was rank. It was right on.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah, that's too bad, man. Missed out.
I had a show over in Illinois. I had to go fight and almost got a speeding ticket trying to make it home for Sunday's show. And, well, thank God I got off. He was nice enough to let me off.
Well, there you go, man. That's a good deal. Did you tell him the reason why is that you had to make it back so you could watch or listen in to the Back on the Ranch show?
No, I normally have a lift foot anyways the way it is, but, hey, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, anyways, what do you got for some cowboy logic for the day?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and throw two of them out here since I missed yesterday's. Let's see here. Failure is not falling down, but refusing to get up.
Very true.
And then having one child makes you a parent. Having two makes you a referee.
Ain't that the truth? And for those of our Making 8 fans that don't have children yet, you just wait. That is what separates. Yeah, being a parent is having one child. Being a referee is definitely having more than that. We've got three, so I don't know, man. I just try to kick them apart every now and again. I throw a white flag in there and send them to their rooms.
I'll say, does you and Mrs. Making 8 here, you guys tag team at all for referees or anything like that? You take turns?
Yeah, well, you know what? Actually, I'm more of the disciplinarian person. She's more of the coach. She sits on the sidelines, and when the referee throws a flag, she comes over there and says, oh, it's okay. It'll be all right, honey. It'll be all right. So.
Oh, shoot. So
anyways,
what are you going to do this weekend with no PBR on?
Hey, you know what, man? I'm leaving a week from tomorrow to head out to Oklahoma.
So right.
I'm going to be packing my bags, getting things lined up, because hopefully the next time I come back here to the Sunshine State will be to get the rest of the family so we can take off and head back out there. So I'm going to take pretty much everything I can to get out there to start with. And like I said, man, it's going to be a great road trip. We're looking forward to it. And hopefully you guys will be able to tune in to the Live Event Center as we're going to be bringing you our Life on the Road series. You have to stop by whenever you can.
I say, hell, you'll have to swing on up to Columbus and kick it with us all.
Oh, shoot, man, that's a long – well, you know what? If things work out and we're back down this way, well, shoot, we might just do that.
Heck, yeah. But, hey, man, I need to jump off here. I need to get back to work.
You betcha, brother. I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for the cowboy logic, Cody.
No problem. See you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. See you. All right, guys. Mr. Cody Burleson throwing a little cowboy logic at us for the day. Got to appreciate him and tell him thanks for jumping on board here with us. I'm seeing some of the seeing some of the things coming in here. Looks like Ms. Shannon said that she had actually booked hers through Budget. Said that Thrifty is no longer doing the Sky Miles for rentals anymore. You know what? Be honest with you, I didn't go with either one of them. I went with, well, shoot, I can't even remember the company. It was they're not a big company, and they were out there. I'll have to go back and see which one it is. But they actually really took care of us, gave us some great rates. Looks like Ms. Shannon says that. Now, is that where you actually stayed? Was the Excalibur this year? Did you actually stay there this year or this event? Where did you stay there, Ms. Shannon? I got to tell you, you know, like I said, I think very highly of them. I think that, yeah, absolutely. For the price that you pay out there, it's very, very affordable for anybody who needs that, and I, for one, do, you know. I don't have the luxury of staying at some of those big ritzy places down there, you know. I mean, even South Point. South Point is another one that has some great rates. However, South Point's pretty far down south. They got a lot of things going on with the NFR, and that's where most of the guys are. You will see a lot of fans down there at South Point because of what they do for the rodeo and for the PBR. But, like I said, it's, you know, to be centrally located, I think Excalibur's the place to be. Like, you know, and we will have a vehicle down there. You know, I know that Ms. Shannon says that she'll have her convertible, and we will, you know, we'll absolutely get together, and, you know, we'll carpool. We'll get together with you guys, and we'll help you guys get around from point A to point B. I did that last year with our rental car, which, thank goodness, Ross Hill about killed us. You know, he kept hitting the e-brake on us while we're driving, you know. And if Ms. Shannon knows, if anybody knows, I know that Ms. Shannon knows what the traffic is like out there in Vegas. Can you imagine having a car full of cowboys heading to the NFR and then having Ross Hill sitting up front and pulling your e-brake on you? It was pretty scary, but we did have a good time with it. You know, and I see the comment coming in, Ms. Hellenbeck, saying that she missed the last cowboy standing and just now saw that Luke won. I do not know if Versus will be doing that. I believe it may be during the break that they show that. So, we'll have to look into that. Oh, it looks like that they stayed at the Venetian this year. And the Venetian is a great place to go. They normally have, at least during the NFR, I know that every year they have their convention center opened up with all kinds of shopping and stuff out there at the Venetian. So you can go through there and check out. But, yeah, it's a little bit more on the pricier side. But, like I said, Excalibur's where we're going to be. And if you guys are interested in having some meetups, like I said, we'll try to get some rooms, maybe even together. We can go have some Making Eight Maniacs. We'll just put it under the Making Eight Maniacs group, you know. You guys let me know how much, it, you know, how many people want to go out there and how many rooms we need, and we'll put it together. And maybe we'll even get a group rate on that, you know. Gabby, like I said, whatever you do, do not, and this is my recommendation, but do not book your flight and your rooms together. Book your flight separately and then make the reservations through the online. Now, if you call them or if you just show up, the rates are different. But if you go online and purchase, usually you can get them a little bit cheaper. So I would certainly look into that. Go to Excalibur.com, book their rooms separately from the flight. I learned that lesson the hard way. Our first year, we had absolutely no issues with it. This year, we had a fiasco. And so with that, like I said, we're not going to need a rental car out there this year. So it's just going to be the hotel reservations for us. And then, like I said, we're not booking flights either, so we don't have to worry about that. We're going to make the drive, and I think you guys will like it. It'll be great scenery. We're going to go, you know, stop off. We're going to have some friends. Who knows? And you know what? If you're in between the Oklahoma area and Las Vegas, you need a ride, you let us know. We'll even book that with you. We'll even bunk in, and we'll get you guys out there to Vegas with us. So I see that that's their rates through their website, and that's excellent. Like I said, you know, you really can't beat that to be able to stay out there, and hopefully you guys will really enjoy it. Yeah, you know, I'm a little leery. Like I said, I like to book my flights primary first, and then we'll go with booking the hotel options and things like that. Wow, look what the cat drug in. And I don't know if it was the cat or the neighbor's dog, but we got Scotty the Clown here in the chat room with us. Got to say, hey, man, glad to have you on board on a Monday afternoon. We're only a week away from taking off and heading out to Oklahoma. We're going to get back there to the roots, man. I'm telling you, I fell in love with Oklahoma, obviously, for the IFR, and we're heading back. Cannot wait. We got our first live video broadcast coming your way in just a little over a week. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. It'll be Friday and Saturday are the actual events. Thursday, next Thursday, we might even be broadcasting the Slack performance. Might give us a little test run if you guys are looking for something to do on a Thursday. You know, we might be able to get you guys on board hanging out with us there on Thursday. So stay tuned. Anyhow, yeah, we're excited about what's going on, trying to get things together. You know, it's not too early to start planning our trip to head back to Vegas for the PBR World Finals. And like I said, we do want to have as many of you guys there. Really look forward to having y'all out there. Like I said, Excalibur is where we're going to be. Going to open up that door to you and let y'all know. Even if you need help and a place to stay, unless your name is Scotty the Clown, we might be able to find a room for you. We'll put you in there and give you the extra bed there in the hotel room. So let you bunk in with us, and we'll have a great time. But I don't think I could jump in there with Scotty the Clown. Might have some issues on that one. So, I guess I upset him because he took off on us. But I was just kidding, Scotty the Clown, if you're still tuning in, buddy. I did not get to see the hubby picture wearing his Let's Buck shirt. I know that you said that he wasn't happy that you were taking his picture, but yeah, absolutely did not get the opportunity to see that. We'll have to get over there and try to find that. I know that y'all had a really great time, Miss Shannon, and we're glad for you. Definitely look forward to having you guys, back out there with us during the World Finals, and we're gonna have a great time. Mrs. Making Eight, myself, usually try to bring a party with us wherever we go. So I know you can ask Scotty the Clown. We had a pretty good time hanging out there. But he was actually the life of the party when we were in Oklahoma. As it turned out, we had a bit of excitement there. It appeared that his wife had pulled over a pretty large curb, blew a tire. So we had to go meet up with them and end up having to change tires out there in a parking lot after one of the events. Definitely was entertaining. I think there were some pictures that were posted out there courtesy of Mr. Brett Weldon. It was definitely a good time. I see that Shannon put out there. There was a pretty good hang up there with Chris Shivers, but it was good to see that he was back up and working out fine. These guys were putting it out there on the line, and I think that they were doing it for just cause. You know, I think it really reminded a lot of these Cowboys about what bull riding is all about, and that's making 8 seconds. You know, it's not about getting out there and signing the autographs and things like that, or being the big celebrities that they are. It's about bull riding, and I think that they found that out at last Cowboy Standing. Even the ones that bucked off, I think, really had a reality check. You know, and it made them realize, hey, this bull riding is supposed to be about bull riding. It's about being fun, having fun, and doing what you love to do. And those guys certainly did it. And we saw a lot of Cowboys step out. Like I said, just going back, even in the first round, we saw a lot of Cowboys that I was not expecting to step out and make some of those rides. You know, going back to it, I mean, Reese Cates, one in particular, really hung on there. Aaron Roy made a lot of hustle, ended up carrying him into the second round. Unfortunately, got bucked off in the third round, but he was one of the final four, you know. And I think that because of that, you know, we really saw that these guys stepped out. So absolutely loved seeing Miss Shannon on the pay-per-view television broadcast. And, of course, I couldn't get my tweet out fast enough. Everybody was posting out there, oh, Shannon, we just saw you. But, yeah, we did have a great time. Now I do see that Ms. Shannon was saying that didn't get to hear a lot from Justin McKee. We actually did. I for one was able to, you know, I mean, maybe I was in and out, but what I did pick up was that there was a lot of Justin McKee out there. He was up there in the broadcast booth for the for the pay-per-view event. So maybe why you guys did not get to hear as much of him as we did. So anyhow, getting down to it, we got about 15 minutes left in our show. And, man, I'm telling you, it's Monday. We gotta kick this pig. We got to get it ready. Like I said, we're a week away. I mean, you know, we've only got a few short broadcasts from right here in the Sunshine State, and then we're taking off. And we're going to make a stop off in Louisiana. Guess who we're going to go see? I got word last week we're actually going to stop off, I believe, on Wednesday on the way out there to Oklahoma. We're going to stop off at Shreveport and go see Mr. J-Lay. So, you know, for some of you fans that have been following us and been hearing about J-Lay, I think we're going to stop off. I called him up, told him that we're going to be out there, and he said, well, shoot, man, you better stop on for dinner. So, yeah, I see Shannon asking if it was Monday. It is. I know you lose track of time when you're out there in Vegas. That is for sure. And absolutely, maybe we'll just extend the weekend. But, deservingly so, we should. I really think we should. We should all just pitch in and tell everybody that, hey, we're going to carry on the weekend. Now, if we all go to Vegas, we're going to need that extra break. So, anyhow, Scotty the Clown asking if anybody wants to go visit him in Wisconsin. Well, I'm not a cheesehead. I got a cousin that lives up there, but I don't think I'm going to get up there anytime soon, especially after seeing the weather reports and even a picture that Miss Emily had sent about there being snow up that way. Yeah, no thanks. I'm going to have to pass on that one. Here's my question to Miss Shannon, though. During the time that you were out there, did you have the opportunity to see any of the Elvises or anybody in spandex out that way? I did while I was there, and it was entertaining. So, a lot of fun. And I do see, yeah, you were able to find Shane there in the airport stalking him. That's kind of funny. We kind of expected you to be stalking Chris Shivers. However, I noticed that you didn't get too close to him. The picture that I saw of you checking out Chris was from, like, way down the distance. So I was kind of disappointed. I expected you to be stalking Chris Shivers. I see that Miss Shannon said that she ran into old Elvis. There's quite a few of those out there too. We did have a blast as we were actually walking back. I had a meeting, a production meeting, there for the Elevation Sunday service at the MGM. So as I was walking back across, I ended up seeing three Elvises there, and I was like, oh, got to get that picture. So we do still have that picture out there. It is on our Facebook. If you guys missed those, you know, you'll have to get over there and check them out. We do have more pictures that are going to be going up on our group site as well. So, guys, make sure to stay tuned to that. Get over to the Making 8 Maniac group page. Scroll down. You can check out some of the pictures there, and hopefully you guys will like what you see, as we still have more pictures from Tampa. This is Making 8 took over 3,000 pictures. So, anyhow. You know, I see that apparently that Shane and Jesse were on the same flight as Miss Shannon. Did you guys have an opportunity to talk with them at all, or did you spend any time with them? Would love to have seen what those conversations were like. Anyhow, very interesting. So, I'm looking in to see what the status of the orders. You're talking about the bet. Yeah, as we're starting to round things down now, we're kind of looking in towards the latter half of the month, and I did make a bet with you guys that if we got over 30 sales, item sales, they're on our store page, which I'm going to get over and check out right now. I believe we have 4 or 5 with Zazzle. You know, we've got 3 stores that you guys can get over and purchase Making 8 Maniac gear. I think we're starting to get up there, but I know that we still have a ways to go. I'm going to give you guys an update here in just a few minutes, so stay with me here. As I try to do some multitasking on a Monday. You guys know that I'm not that great at multitasking, and here I am trying to do it on a Monday of all the days to try to do it. This is a rough one. So anyhow, getting back down to it, like I said, I'm glad that you guys enjoyed the pay-per-view. I really think that, I was surprised to see so many fans that actually talked about how they were not going to support this event were very irate, actually turned out themselves to watch this event. Just shows me that, that they are going to dedicate. I was upset at the fact that they had come out and were so vocal about being against this event to start with. Oh, it looks like, we're able to have Shane sign your day sheet. Speaking of day sheets, I've actually got Miss Emily's out in the mail to her, so hopefully she will have hers this week. I've got 15 sales that have come up on, now I'm starting to get a little nervous here. We're at 15 sales. We're at 20 sales total, or right around 20. So we still got to get about another 10 more individual item sales by the end of the month. Going to have to stay tuned. I see that Miss Emily has made some pretty big purchases. Miss Denise, Miss Gabby, Miss Christy, and Miss Hellenbeck have all made orders. I'm loving it. Man, cannot wait to get out there to these rodeos and these bull rides and see you Making 8 Maniacs. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, yes, obviously the bet is that if we get those 30 individual sales, yeah, I will get some spandex out there, and we'll get a picture that you guys will have the option to put on a T-shirt and purchase. So, anyhow, trying to check up and see what's going on here or what I missed while I was out there trying to do that. Kat or Shannon, I see your comment in there in reference to the Shane picture that we all know about too well. I mentioned the same thing to Shane and told him that we had a major issue that I cannot get my wife off that we cannot get the wife off of her phone because that is her screensaver as well. And he found that to be very entertaining. I see a Scotty the Clown says that he's going to wear Make an 8 spandex to help promote it. Wow, please don't. The scary thing is that if you promote it, that means you would actually have to take off your baggies out there, and that would not be pretty there, brother man. Please do us all a favor. Do the world a favor and keep the britches on, man. Don't worry about the making eight stuff on the spandex, by all means. I've seen some pictures. So ouch. Speaking of being out there in Vegas, Miss Shannon, did you hear anything? Were you able to see some pictures from Pistol that he uploaded there on Twitter of Ben Jones and his wedding? I thought that was fantastic. Absolutely loved it. Great to see, him tying the knot. And actually, surprisingly enough, I was actually surprised that Gary LaFeu's son, Jed LaFeu, was actually there in the wedding standing up there with him. Thought that was very cool. And it just shows what kind of rodeo family you have. And I know when me and Mrs. Making Eight renewed our vows, we had Ross Hill, who ended up winning the Thunder Equal Games World Champion, the Rob Smets, deal out there in Vegas. He ended up winning that deal, but he was our best man, he stood up on with us as well. We had some great rodeo guys out there with us, Ross, and we had Alan Pippen, Matt Crenshaw, some bull riders that we know that made their way to Vegas 2 years ago. So, absolutely had a blast with that. And, that's what rodeo families are all about. Shannon, that's a great comment that you're posting out there about how fast Ben Jones moves. Now, I will tell you, we saw him in Tampa, and he was the exact same way. That guy moves 100 miles an hour. Scotty the Clown, is making mention there in our chat room about how he wants a chance to meet up with some of the Making Eight Maniacs this year as well. And I know that I know that we've got Miss Emily that's up there in that neck of the woods, and she's going to be making her way out traveling. If any of you guys are out there and you do see Scotty the Clown in the arena, please run the other way. No, I'm kidding, Scotty the Clown, really, seriously. You guys get over there, shake his hand, tell him you're a Making Eight Maniac. I know he'll be excited to see you guys. And anytime you guys are out there, Scotty the Clown does like to talk. When he's not dozing off and sleeping there like he was at the IFR. But, please, you guys, make sure to get out there. Go tell him you're a Making Eight Maniac and that you want to meet up. Scotty, you got to keep everybody posted there. You got to go get you a Twitter account. So that way everybody can follow you, and you can just post out there where you're going to be each week. And if we can get the Making Eight Maniacs on board, we'll get them out there to go see you. Looks like Miss Gabby says that she's going to have a mother-daughter Making Eight team out there. That's excellent. I love it. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to see you guys out there in your Making Eight gear. It's going to be a lot of fun. Facebook is actually not good enough anymore. Facebook is old school there, Scotty. So you're going to have to go get you a Twitter account. That way all the Make It 8 maniacs can follow you. Anyhow, that's going to start wrapping up our show. Now, I did tell you that we had some more cowboy logic for you for the day, and this one is courtesy of Miss Melanie. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And absolutely, some more good cowboy logic for you for the day, courtesy of Miss Melanie, who is able to join us this week as she's off for her spring break. Got to say howdy to you, and we're glad that you're here on board with us and hanging out all week long. Look forward to it. So, anyways, as we're winding things down here towards the end of our show, got to thank everybody for jumping on board here once again. Got to let you all know, like I said, we're a little over a week away, a week from tomorrow, and we're taking off for Oklahoma. Going to be a good time. We want you guys to be a part of it. Make sure to get over there and support us. Let's go make some good things happen this, you know, this summer. We do have our summer break, so we're going to be working on, you know, the PBR has their summer break. That's when we're going to go to work. We're going to try to catch up with as many of these bull riders. We're going to see them out there at these rodeos. We're going to see them out there. We're going to have them on our shows. So you guys make sure to stay tuned with us. Let's go spread the word and get the Making Eight Maniacs out there just growing. We do have our fantasy group page. And if you guys are following along on the PBR fantasy teams, get over there and join the Making Eight Maniacs group. We are giving away a Maniac belt buckle there at the end of the season. I would love to have the winner of it out there in Vegas. Who's it going to be, though? You know? And obviously, because we're purchasing the belt buckle and things like that, and our budget is so low, we're not going to. I would love to be able to give the winner the opportunity to be there in Vegas. But hey, if we get everybody already on board to be there, then we'll be able to present the winner with the buckle right there. I'd love to see that happen. So anyhow, that's what our goal is. We're gonna work at it. And if you guys need some help along the way, think that it's gonna be hard on you, we'll split the cost with you. You know, like I said, we're gonna have a vehicle out there, so you won't have to worry about a rental car. We will do our best to pick you up from the airport, make sure you get transportation around. You know, we'll make things happen. You know, if you guys want to hang out there at the hotel and need a place to stay, we'll give you the extra bed there. We'll all bunk in. We'll have some Making Eight Maniac parties there after the event. Be a good time. I know we're going to look forward to it. Anyhow, we got to thank y'all for tuning in today. Got to let y'all know we'll be back here tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. So y'all make sure to get a grip with Making Eight. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.